to speak to the children for a little while this morning, and I wanted to tell you about a story that was in the news a little while ago, and it was a story about a man called Jim O'Neill. And Jim was a pilot. He was able to fly his own plane, and one day Mr. O'Neill decided to fly his plane from up in Scotland down toward the southeast of England, down toward London. He was on his own in the plane, high up in the sky, when suddenly something terrible happened. What do you think might have happened? He's in his plane, flying along, beautiful day, maybe like today. He's looking down, sees all the green fields. Maybe he can see Shepshed twinkling in the sun. And absolutely beautiful day, flying over the Midlands. Something awful happens. What happens? I'm going to have to tell you. He went blind. On his own, in the plane, and he suffered a small stroke, and he couldn't see. Now, I drove up this morning, and I needed my eyes. I managed to keep them open. But if suddenly I'd gone blind, I could have stopped the car really quickly, couldn't I? And I could have sat there, waited for someone to help me. I could have opened the door. I could have got out carefully and flagged the traffic down. In an aeroplane, you can't do that, can you? Why can't you do it? Why can't you do it? You know. Because you're up in the air. He's 5,000 feet up in the air, and he can't see. He can't stop, he can't open, he hasn't got a parachute, they don't have parachutes usually. He just doesn't know what to do. Well, there's one thing he could do. He got his radio and he cried out for help into his radio. He sent out a Mayday call, and the RAF, the Royal Air Force, were listening in to all of these things, and they heard his Mayday call, and he said, I'm blind, I can't see, I don't know where I'm going, I'm 5,000 feet up in the air, can you help me? And they said, well, there's something we can do. They sent up a pilot, Wing Commander Paul Gerard. He took off quickly, and he looked around, and he found this plane that was flying across like this, and he came behind it. He came really close behind it, and on his radio, he could tell the pilot who couldn't see what he needed to do. He could say, you need to be, I don't know what they say, pilots, left a bit. They probably don't say that, do they? left hand down a bit. And you're too high, get a bit lower, lose some altitude. That sounds right, doesn't it? Lift your nose up a bit, get the plane's front up a bit. And they talked him, this great pilot, the RAF pilot, Paul Gerard, talked him down and told him what to do, where he needed to be. They got closer and closer to an airfield, and he says, you're in line, that's good, keep it there. And he managed to land, and he was safe. And I think that's a fantastic rescue story. I'm so impressed by the skill of the RAF and Wing Commander Paul Gerard, who could fly so closely that he could almost be the eyes of the man who couldn't see. It reminds me of a better rescue story, much, much better one, a real one, one that affects all of us. Before we're saved, we're like that pilot who can't see. The Bible says we're lost, we are walking in darkness, we sit down under the shadow of death, and all we can do is cry out to God. And we have a God who hears us, a God who loves us, a God who always answers the cries of the helpless, needy people who call out to him, and he hears us, and he has sent a better pilot in Jesus Christ, his own son, to bring us to safety. Now, think back to my story. The man who was blind is being talked to by the one who can see, isn't he? If the one who can see had said, you need to go left a bit, and he'd said, no, I'm going to go right, what would you think he was? You'd think he was stupid, wouldn't you? To think that here's somebody who is able to help him and to save him, and he's not going to listen to him. Well, people are like that. They need to listen to the Lord Jesus Christ and trust him completely. And he says that you need to believe in me with all your heart. You need to give your life to me. You need to trust me. I'm the only one who can take away your sins. You can't do it yourself. You need to ask me to do it. I'm the only one who can make you right in the presence of God. You need to trust me, says Jesus. And just as Jim O'Neill trusted that man to get him down, every person here needs to trust the Lord Jesus Christ completely for our salvation. The great thing is, this pilot, Jesus, he's never lost one. Not one person who's trusted in him. He's never lost any, and he won't. Give your life to him. Doesn't matter how old you are, how long you've left it, how young you are. Jesus is the Saviour that we need.